Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
No, I'm not going to do that.
What's the best way for me to start every hour of the good day? Go back about 10 years.
Reboot?
Yes, but I did. I had to do that with my computers this morning. Everything seemed to be, you know, kind of finagled up. And now it's all light and intelligence in front of me and around me because I'm surrounded by Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. How could I have anything other than intelligence for your life? Oh, wait a minute. That's already been taken. John Tesh has got that. Okay, well, anyway. Doug Steffen here with good stuff on the DJV program. The day Thursday upon us, January the 6th. Wait a minute. Is the lid still on in Washington? What's going on? Everything's
so.
Okay, right? Yeah, everything's
My
fine.
Monitor hasn't gone off yet. I think we're
No, it hasn't. Well, maybe it's too early for that. So
Everybody's still sleeping.
Remind me not to use the word so much. Okay? Don't like so.
Yeah, you started the hour with it. How come?
And I just said it again.
I know.
So.
What's going on?
What's going on is that the Biden administration is after Israel on their Chinese investments. This is kind of interesting. We really dig down into it. We have a very close relationship with the Israelis, although looks like the Palestinians are trying to break that up a little bit. Maybe we can get a little of both of these bits and pieces of things that are going on with Israel here on the top of the burner. The Biden folks say the Israelis are too invested in China. And obviously this is a sensitive issue. The meeting last month led by deputy national security advisors from both countries was the first wide-ranging consultation between the two countries on China since Biden got into the seat. I wonder why it's taken this long to get in there. The idea here, I don't know if you want to, I can give you the backstory because I know a lot about what goes on in Israel, or one of you can give us the backstory about what Netanyahu did to build closer ties with China. Remember, Israel is the eighth largest economy on the planet, and most of that, if not all of it, or pretty close to all of it, comes from their technology work. They are brilliant. They've come up with things. They come up with a dozen things, like Waze, for example. That's an Israeli product, an Israeli development, an Israeli thing. And there are lots more of those that they've done. And then because the Chinese want to get a hold of it. The Chinese don't build anything. They don't originate anything. They just steal everything. And if they can't steal it, they try to buy it. And that was the whole idea here, the Chinese trying to buy into Israelis' infrastructure and the tech sector. So now the new Israeli government, now that Netanyahu is out, they have signaled that it will take U.S. concerns more seriously. So if Netanyahu was our great friend, and I'm not trying to disrupt the equilibrium here, but Trump and Netanyahu got along well. There was all that good stuff going on, supposedly. So I wonder why there wasn't more of a push they knew what was going on. Our government now and then, we're very close to Israeli government officials. We know what's going on. So what's going on behind the scenes, I guess, is the question. Whether you've talked about this on your local program, which is more political in Los Angeles than this one is, Jennifer, have you taken apart all of this stuff, what the issues are? The new prime minister is named Naftali Bennett. And so they're focused. This looks like the beginning of the intelligent world taking on the Chinese involvement in all kinds of things, which they are using at the moment to do all kinds of nefarious things. So who knows what they've done with the Israelis. Maybe the Israelis have just woken up to what the Chinese are trying to do. And so,
I think it's a good step forward. Anybody that is waking up around the globe that is going, wait a second, we're not going to be here much longer if we don't stop what's happening. Everybody is so dependent on China. We know what China has done. We've seen what they've done. We've seen them acting in ways that are not forthcoming or helpful to the global community. So, I think it's good. I think this is a good step. I don't know much of the history. I don't know where this was before, to be honest with you. But a couple of days ago, that's when the headline first came out that Israel has now just made the promise that they would keep the United States informed on their big deals with China. Now, I don't know if that helps. I don't know if that means the United States has a big enough deal right now with Israel and the new leader there, if that's going to stop things. But I guess at least there'll be some more information and transparency.
Well,
I just don't know who in good conscience right now, whether it's our country or Israel or anybody else, Europe makes these big deals with either China or Russia. They're acting together with Iran, and they're forming this triangle of evil.
Are there countries that are?
Germany's a perfect example. Germany's like, we don't really like Russia, but all of a sudden we do because they want to get this pipeline going.
Well, so and where people, do they get their energy if they don't get it from Russia? That's the question.
This is another question, is how we are coming together. And it's not a quick fix, so don't think that I'm, like, complaining, thinking that there's, like, this easy option. I get it. It's hard. We are very dependent on China for our manufacturing, for our pharmaceuticals in this country. Like, I get it. Our whole car market gets shut down when China can't develop chips for the vehicles, right? Or the right types of metal to build a car.
They make them. They didn't do that. Right. They've never come up. They've never invented anything. They don't invent stuff. They steal it. Or they get hired to build what somebody else has come up with for an idea. They become the, the executioner. They become the producer. Is that the right word? Whatever the right word is. They execute on details that have come from other places, whether they steal it or whether they've been hired to do it. But name something the Chinese have done that's original. You can't.
You'd have to go back, a couple thousand years.
You'd have to go back to when they were
one of the most advanced early civilizations. But the thing about copying, which is really kind of interesting, I was an art history major, and so studying Chinese art, it's actually a source of national pride of the way that they forged. There's another word on it. My brain doesn't work today. But it's a source of national pride how they have teams of artists even to this day. And recently there was an art heist involving a bunch of Chinese forgers, and the whole thing is just really, it's interesting how much pride they do take in their ability to copy the great masters.
Right.
And that's technology.
It's more cheating,
it used to be art.
Stealing.
Yeah, it used to be art.
Stealing.
Right, but it actually now it's technology, and they make no bones about it. They don't invent anything. They can re-engineer and reverse engineer anything that they can find, and so that was one of the concerns with some of the equipment left in Afghanistan. That came up, months ago, which feels like years ago now, but that was something that came up. So when you say, all they do is steal, historically you are correct. That is definitely definitely what culturally what has been prevalent for a really long time. And I hate saying that because without, making it sound like it's the Chinese government, which it is. But that is a cultural thing, too. That's never going to change.
Yeah. So there's a new development also that involves the Chinese when it comes to the COVID. Have you heard about Flurona? Flurona.
Yeah, my Flurona.
We've
got a case of it already here in California.
Have you really?
It's in Israel, too, right? That's where the first one was.
Right,
wait,
exactly,
there's a case in California?
Oh, yeah, Los Angeles County. Some kid tested. And if you don't know what it is, it's people who test positive for COVID and the flu, and they call it Flurona.
Mm-hmm. Right. So,
say it's pretty rare, though. I know that it's making a buzzy headline right now, but...
Well, if you have your... Here we go back to the shots again. If you have your flu shots, if you got your virus vaccinations, then you should be okay. It's a respiratory infection. At the same time, you have Omicron or Delta or whatever else. I wouldn't want to have Delta and Flurona and the flu together. But, yes, it started in Israel, it would seem, and it's been referred to by some of the British tabloids as double trouble. So here we go again.
This is like the twindemic thing, right?
Yeah, that they right. That's about. It also has been called is the yeah. twindemic. Bound to have happened, but do we have the news media making a big to-do about it?
What would happen if we weren't scared right now? I mean, it's just, I don't
yeah.
know. It's just becomes too much. I've been back from, what, holiday
3 days.
Break, and I am exhausted already. It is just, it is so over. I mean, it really is. I tuned yeah. out, and I did myself a disservice, I think. I tuned out, I slept late, and, like, the callousing of my life has gone away. And I don't know if you guys feel it, too. Like, after you kind of refocus after the holiday break and you come back, it is so oppressive, all of the stuff that's going on. I mean, if people are making you feel like you're going to die, you're going to blow up, there's going to be a war in Washington, D.C., I don't yeah. know what else they're doing. I can't tell you that I've heard one piece of good news this year. It's like, I think we need a good news channel. We need to find something
yeah.
like every day where
every
there's
day.
One positive
more
development.
We do find, I want to find something good at least once every half hour. This is not one of those things.
It's rough. It's hard to do.
To piggyback on the other thing with Florona, the CDC says don't go to Aruba. I have a friend who lives down the street from me who's got a condo, and he goes two or three times a year for two or three weeks. But the travel advisories are coming up, and the CDC says they don't go to Aruba, which is very popular in the Caribbean. Let's see here.
And why not Aruba?
The reason for that, yeah, he didn't say. The reason is because they had to change Aruba's standing in terms of COVID cases. It's now at a level 4, which is the very highest risk of corona. For whatever reason, it's maybe people just didn't get any vaccines. I don't know, but there's a really high outbreak number in on Aruba right now, which is strange. But yeah. maybe it's because it is such a popular destination and there's so many people from different countries. It's a very international destination.
Very much.
So, yeah,
yeah
maybe
but
that's
it's
why.
It's in league with France and Germany and Greece and Ireland and Italy and Netherlands and Portugal, Spain, Switzerland, England, all been at level 4 since last summer. And they're just getting, it's just getting hotter and heavier and more difficult. So,
and interesting, St. Martin, too, and the Bahamas
yeah.
also
yeah.
got raised.
Yeah. All right, food for thought, 18 after this, the DJV program.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Deep breaths.
My's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, exercise.
You know, the right gear makes all the difference.
Sure does. Which is why I went to Kohl's and got an Adidas hoodie for my husband, Nike sneakers for my son, and some Tech Gear leggings for myself.
Is shopping your cardio?
More like my motivation. Did I mention I got an extra 20% off and earn Kohl's cash?
Ooh, BRB, running to Kohl's.
Select styles, Adidas and Nike coupons do not apply. 20% off earns January 9th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, President of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the DJV program, Trending Time. The items that are here in front of us now to discuss with you are all on our social media, Twitter and Instagram. We find these things. Well, they're trending. You can find stuff on a lot of the news feeds. And generally speaking, we talk about people who are entertainers. And so I'm going to start with something that I observed last night on television at 10 o'clock. I'll tell you about that after this.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
All right, most of us here are familiar with Sophia Bush, who I'm going to guess is, what, in her mid-30s, you think? Somewhere in that vicinity?
I think so. Yeah, late 30s, maybe?
She first became well-known as the second lead on the new show that Dick Wolf premiered with the Chicago trio, Chicago PD. She was the sort of adopted daughter of Hank Voight, if you've watched that. That's the most popular police drama on TV at the moment, and she was really very good. There was something about the character and the way she played it that was very appealing, and the audience loved her. But she kind of had some sort of a kerfuffle with Jason Begay, who was the star of the program, then she decided she'd had enough and she left. So she's been doing a lot of indie movies and things. She's been around, done some sort of spicy parts here and there. I've watched her father because I find her to be an interesting new character on the scene as far as actresses are concerned. So now she shows up in this new show last night on CBS called Good Sam, in which she plays against Jason Isaacs. He's the father, she's the daughter. They're both doctors in a hospital. I think it's in Minneapolis, someplace cold, anyway, with this cold and snow. And they, you know, it's an interesting battle of egos and ideas. And I thought it was good. It was so counter the type. She's always played, or most of the time, plays a cop in most of the movies and TV shows that she's been in. So this is a much different role. But what I found, the thing I found most interesting about all of this is that they put it on opposite Chicago PD, which was her old slot. So
give it a little zing.
She's on CBS at 10 on Wednesday with this new show, and the old show, Chicago PD, is on at 10 o'clock on NBC on Wednesday. And that it can't be just an accident. There has to be, you know, kind of a... People were really upset when she left Chicago PD, and they wanted, you know, she's been probably the most popular character. There are three or four characters on it that are very popular, but she's very popular in the old reruns. So there has to be a reason here that's not coincidental that show gets put on at 10 on another network. Kind of interesting how all the pieces fit together, isn't it? 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Toyota West Virginia has announced a new $240 million investment to add a dedicated production line of hybrid transaxles. The new hybrid transaxle line investment will provide new equipment and operational upgrades to modernize the facility. An important result of the new line is that it allows the Toyota team members to diversify their skill set and play a larger role in Toyota's future. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Chicago Teachers Union canceled classes for a second straight day after failing to reach an agreement Wednesday with the school district over remote learning and other COVID-19 safety protocols in the nation's third largest school district. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
When you tell me you're too busy to be at the table all day long to get a deal done, you tell that to our parents and those kids who are suffering and depend upon us to do the right thing.
Russia sent paratroopers into Kazakhstan on Thursday to put down a countrywide uprising after deadly violence spread across the former Soviet state. Police say they have killed dozens of rioters in the main city of Almaty. State television said 13 members of security forces have died. But what we know is that the people on the streets accuse the authorities of amassing huge wealth in oil and minerals, while the nation of 19 million remain mostly poor. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Two more aides from Vice President Kamala Harris's office have resigned, bringing the total to six staffers that have walked away. Jeremy Hunt, a West Point grad and former Army veteran, gives his opinion to Fox News.
With all leaders, we should want character and competence. And the problem is that Vice President Harris is failing on both. On the competence side, you can look at her approval ratings and see, I mean, she's like out of the 20s. I mean, it's gotten just so abysmal because she failed on the border. She's failed, even as a former prosecutor, she's failed on issues of crime around the country. She's failed on, I mean, COVID policy. You can look at everything there. But then even on the character side, these reports coming out of her staff should be taken seriously. Her staff is saying that she has had a toxic work environment. That's the kind of words that they're saying. And by the way, these are very far left liberal staffers. I mean, this is not like some kind of partisan attack. These are people who have worked for her over the years. You can go back 10 years and staffers are saying the same thing. I mean, this is something that's definitely cause for alarm. And in fact, in the Army, we used to have something called the Command Climate Survey. And commanders would be assessed based on the type of environment that they provided for their soldiers. And, you know, soldiers would basically, it would be a moment to say, you know, what kind of environment is this? Is this a toxic work environment? What's going on? Now, to be fair, you know, commanders can be tough sometimes. But here's the thing. If it came over the years that everyone is saying the same thing, the commanders are not treating their soldiers with respect, you know, you can be tough, but you treat them with respect, then commanders would actually get in a lot of trouble about this.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain. And they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 34 after the hour on the Thursday DJV program. Notice we are not talking about anything in Washington because we think it's all a bunch of huffery and puffery. Although, yeah, maybe somebody will go to an IHOP and refuse to pay because the pancakes weren't well done. That'll become an international incident because it's at the International House of Pancakes, as we all know. Remember that line?
Like the United Nations.
Right, exactly. Do you remember the line when Clinton was running against Bush in 1990? Do you remember the line? It was one of the funniest lines. George Bush came up with this you never know whether it was rehearsed or not. But when they were discussing, you know, international affairs and things like that, Bush's line was, the only experience Bill Clinton has had in international relations is at the International House of Pancakes.
It's a great line, yeah.
It was a great line. It really was. And obviously it stuck with me for all this time. Okay, congratulations from the DJVers, Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, the two tickets that were winners In the Powerball jackpot last night, one sold in California.
Oops, gotta go.
The other one is
Jen just came on to say goodbye.
Goodbye. Right.
Bye. Bye.
Goodbye, peons. Goodbye.
We will not be seeing her again.
Well, it would have been nice if she did win, but she didn't. Both tickets matched all of the numbers. The winners split the $632.6 million jackpot, seventh largest in the history of the game. The grand prize climbed beyond the $630 million because of Strong's... We all know that. People psychologically, I'm going to win. I'm buying a ticket. I used to do that myself. I actually was thinking about buying tickets, but I didn't have time. So anyway, this was the first one was sold at a 7-Eleven in Sacramento, and the other one was in Wisconsin someplace. I didn't get where it was.
I don't know where, but 14 other people won $1 million each.
Somebody in Framingham got $100,000 out of it.
Wow.
What do you have to do to win $100,000? Four numbers?
No, I guess it just depends
probably
on how many
multiple
numbers.
Yeah, with the Powerball number. Tip is if you want anything good, you have to have the Powerball.
When you buy, the numbers were 6, 14, 25, 33, 46, and 17 was the Powerball number. So do they have to be in order? When you scratch out, I never have known this, so I'm asking, sounding probably somewhat ignorant, but...
Come on, lay it on us. Go ahead.
What do you mean, after I said ignorant?
Lay it on us. I know what's coming. Do they have to be in order? Right?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't... Look, I just said the other day...
The numbers are put on your ticket in order. Well, basically, okay,
oh,
so
they all do that. Okay, yeah.
They put it...
They all
do
go
put
chronologically,
it numerical.
Right?
Yeah, the only thing
numerical,
you have to have
numerical
in that position is the Powerball number.
So this could... Somebody could have... Well, how do you... I guess the question is, when you look at the power of all of these slips that you fill out, they go from the low number to the high number. So you start... With a low number, and you do...
That's how your ticket is printed,
and that's. But is that how, that's how they draw it, or that's how it comes out?
No.
It's always the low number first?
No, they draw it randomly. So it could be 50, the number 3, 21, 16, because it's a random drawing of numbers.
All right, let's take
but
these
on your
numbers.
Ticket, when you look at your ticket, when your ticket is printed out, it prints in numerical order. So if you... You know, your ticket will come out...
Machine.
Yeah,
isn't,
right.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, it doesn't matter. You, as the Powerballs come
but what
out,
about,
you just mark them off on your ticket.
If you had, let's say that I chose all those numbers, but they weren't in that order, would I still win?
Yes. What she's saying is there, the order doesn't matter because you can go up to the counter and say 50 and then 3 and then 29 or whatever, and it's still going to print numerically.
It's going to print on your ticket numerically.
And when they choose, and when the numbers it's printed, when they come out with the balls, it comes
balls
out
come
that
out
way.
Randomly.
Too.
Well,
they
no. The ball, okay.
So the first ball could be a 46.
Okay, can we like, all you need is just to have the right numbers, Doug. That's it.
The only thing that has to be in a certain position is the Powerball number. So, like, you can't have 16 on the main. They say the Powerball number is 16. You have to have 16 in your Powerball column. But all the other numbers, they print out no matter what. You could walk up to the guy at the 7-Eleven, and you could say, like Victoria said, 37, 12, 19, and the ticket's going to say 12, 19, 37, because the ticket's going to print it numerically.
But if the balls don't come out that way, you still win, because you have
of
all
course,
the numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Right.
Listen, why are you... Victoria always gets impatient with me when I don't...
I'm impatient with you, too.
Yeah,
don't blame her.
Yeah, I mean... Because we've said it five times.
Like,
now.
Have you ever played the lottery? Have you ever played the lottery before?
Yeah, yeah. The record grand prize... Also shared by winners in California, Florida, and Tennessee, I think 5 or 6 years ago, is $1,586,000,000. Remember that?
The sad thing is, how much of it do you actually get because of taxes?
You lose
well, the
about
cash
a third.
Option, if it's 632 million, the cash option is 450 million. So mm-hmm. I'm wondering, because it's two different winners, do they both have to agree that they're either going to split it and take the cash prize,
now that's
which
a good
means
question.
They split?
Yeah. Question. I bet then, not. I bet they can probably get their chunk however they want it. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Doesn't everyone take the cash amount though? Like everyone knows that, right?
Well, it would depend. Yeah. If you want
think.
An annuity, but they don't change the tax consequences. This is something I'm not sure of. Whether the tax consequences are more severe if you take it annually, or if you just pay the taxes all up front. So let's say out of that 600 whatever million, you get 400 and some odd million, and you invested in something, you're going to pay taxes on what the increase in the value of the $400 million is, right? You're going to pay taxes when you get it. They've taken the taxes out already, no matter what your tax status. Because by the time you get into this status, it's all the same, whatever they
take. This is in one tax bracket, yeah.
Yes,
this is
right.
Like in the, yeah, this is like you get taxed at the bonus rate. Like if you get a bonus at work,
so if you are, it's the same rate. If you don't take all the money at once, is the tax rate different?
I don't know.
The question.
I don't know about that, but I know that every financial advisor has always said, since I can remember, always take the cash option because the interest rate that they give you for like what you're making by getting the annuity is nothing compared to what you could make on your own investment.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. All right. Speaking of,
I wish we had these problems.
Yeah, I do.
I wish we really needed to have this discussion.
The Feds are saying, the Federal Reserve says that inflation will last beyond this year. We've gone from the good news to the not so good news. What does this mean to you is the question. Well, it could mean interest rates on your credit card higher, interest rates on a car loan higher, interest rates on a mortgage higher. That's what it probably means to you, which means that the economy will slow down, especially the housing market, because whenever the interest rates go up, housing, building, new starts, all of that stuff, it isn't going to evaporate, interest in buying new homes because the population is as it is. People want a home of their own. But this number, the policy meeting they had yesterday, focuses on what the money policy is for the rest of the year. And these people, it's interesting because people say, oh, there's going to be inflation or not. These people are responsible for it by their very decisions. They raise interest rates. Hello. There you go. That's inflation. They don't raise them. There's not going to be. I mean, the inflation now is like 6% or something. It's twice what it normally is, or maybe three times, depending. The last couple of years has been about 2%. So now it's 6.4 or something like that at the moment over where the cost of money were last year, and thus what you pay. I mean, I think I'm surprised it's only 6.4%. Go to a grocery store lately, try to buy a new car lately, look at the inflation on the value of your home or the home you're trying to buy. It sure as heck is a lot more than 6%. Home values here in my community are 20% higher this year than they were at the same time last year. And you'd try to buy a car? If used cars are worth more now than they were when they were on the showroom floor new 2-3 years ago. And the same can be...
There was some crazy story about, like, a minivan that's 3 or 4 years old went into a bidding war online.
Yeah,
like,
right.
People are going nuts for used cars. It's so strange.
There was my friend who has the Ford dealership here in town had a super-duper souped-up Mustang that they bought at an auction. It was a year old, and I think they paid $80,000 for it, put it on the showroom floor, and immediately a bidding war started. They finally sold it to the high bidder for $110,000.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's what's happening. And that has happened. Some dealers, depending on where you are, if there isn't a lot of competition, that's what they're doing. Hey, listen, you want to buy this thing? There are some new cars that are coming in. Sticker price is this. Pay us $3,000 more. Or in the case of the Land Rover dealership in Encino in Los Angeles, Jennifer, $10,000. Mm-hmm. You want that car? Give us $10,000 over the sticker price.
Yeah,
you talk about greedy, gouging, no good SOBs. That's it. But
economics.
Anyway.
When there's no supply, the demand goes up.
Supply and demand. Yep, mm-hmm. That's capitalism. Anyway, the Feds say, quote, the supply chain bottlenecks and labor shortages are limiting businesses' ability to meet strong demand, and that these challenges would likely last longer and be more widespread than had been the thought or the thinking before. So we all know about supply chain problems and what that's doing. I'm surprised, though, usually those two don't go together. Supply chain problems mean fewer jobs. But that's what's the whole thing is upside down now. We have more people that own businesses looking for help at a time when you would think it would be the other way around, because businesses either have gone out of business or they can't keep up, so they're laying people off. But still, I ask the same question every time this comes up. What happened to the people, the 8 million people that seem to have disappeared out of the workforce since the beginning of the pandemic? Where'd they go? How many? They couldn't all have retired. So
they
where'd they go? They didn't all leave. So where'd they go? Are they still?
They're in different jobs. We've talked about this a lot. I mean, this, the numbers are showing. Yeah, well, there's a bunch of labor reports out. I mean, this is what it's showing. That,
were there that,
that
many jobs added, though, Victoria? That's the
question. Yeah, in November. Yeah, November. I think, I don't know if we got the December report yet, but the November report showed a huge increase.
It makes you wonder, though, who's getting back. I think there's been a lot of fear that's been created, number one, just about people going back to work. And I think there are a lot more people who are going back into the workplace. And that doesn't make people happy, especially after they've been fear-mongered to stay home all this time. There are people who are looking to get the incentives of getting a new job. They don't want to just stick on. I don't know. I think there's a lot of things at play. Certainly, there are still a ton of jobs available. And having all those people leave the workforce, it's not helpful, that's for sure.
I just don't know. Are we going to have, I'm wondering if the Fed is into more stimulus payments. I know that there are some lawmakers who are trying to explore new funding because of Omicron. I'm not sure that it's, I don't know, necessary.
I don't think that's on the Fed's radar, right? I haven't heard anything about stimulus payments.
What does that do to the economy if more money is created out of thin air? To help people make it through all of the, are there people, I mean, I'm not seeing a lot of people, the businesses and people in general resisting even mandates and things that Massachusetts now is having a mandate pretty much everywhere and they're not closing businesses, they're just saying, okay, you gotta want to go into the store, you want to go to the restaurant, you want to go here, there, any place that's enclosed, you better have a mask on. That's kind of where it is here at the moment. 48 after the hour.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Past the hour now on the DJV program. Time for us to check in on things going on in the world of technology that affect us all. Victoria Keenan is here with a expansion of what Walmart is doing in terms of deliveries. Are we going to see a bunch of Walmart trucks all over the road, parked
you
all
might.
Over the road, clogging up the traffic everywhere? Man, Amazon's doing themselves no favors with these stupid drivers that are parking, these ignoramuses that just park their truck in the middle of the road. People are really getting ticked off all around the country about that. So Walmart maybe is going to, is this, they are really going to head to head, aren't they, on this stuff?
They're trying to.
Yeah.
I mean, Amazon is ahead in many, many ways, but Walmart is certainly trying to keep up. So the new story is that they have plans to expand InHome, which is Walmart's delivery service that brings groceries and other items at the store stocks directly to your fridge or your countertop, and they're expanding that to 30 million U.S. households by the end of this year. And as part of the expansion, Walmart says it's going to hire 3,000 delivery drivers. And like Amazon, they're going to establish an all-electric fleet of delivery vehicles. They're going to have thousands of which they actually just ordered from General Motors. They've backed an electric vehicle company called BrightDrop.
Yeah. Good luck
so
expecting
ordered,
to see those around the corner. How long it's going to take with the orders for both Amazon and Walmart to get these trucks? It'll be 3-4 years anyway, maybe longer before, so they can blow their horn about how wonderful it is.
Well, in the meantime, they're obviously going to use other vehicles, but that's the big order that they've just placed. So in-home delivery, that's a service that requires you to pay about $20 a month for a subscription fee and then an additional $50 for the smart lock if you don't already have a smart lock like on your garage keypad. So, and that lets the body cam wearing Walmart associates access your home and your fridge, and so essentially you can see everything that they're doing through the body cam. And so the service first launched in 2019. They started with 1 million customers in select locations. It was really popular, and so the expansion will bring this service now to more places around the U.S. Walmart has not announced exactly what locations are up next, but we do know that they have said their aim is to service 30 million households And so their service directly competes with Amazon Key, which is Amazon's similar program that they launched in 2017 that lets people drop off packages inside your home. That didn't go great for Amazon, though, because people really didn't feel comfortable letting Amazon employees wandering into their homes. So yeah, then they decided to add the in-garage and in-gate deliveries, even sometimes in the trunk. Remember that, when you can give the passcode for your car and you can let Amazon deliver packages into your trunk?
Good luck.
Yeah, I mean, well, hey, they're doing it. So delivery drivers for Amazon, for Walmart, will actually, they're going to start within instead of hiring all new employees.
Coming up, today's report from the CES show.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Lots more than gadgets at what used to be called the Consumer Electronics Show. Holland Cook reports from Las Vegas at CES.
If you are a new parent, First Ascent knows you are exhausted. Their nursery lamp shines morning light to reset baby's sleep cycles. It has a white noise function that helps them fall asleep, and a cry analyzer uses artificial intelligence to discern whether the baby's hungry or just cranky. As employers are asking wary workers back to the office, Air Cleanse Systems is showing off technology for desktop computer monitors. It captures viruses, pollutants, and contaminants. And to neutralize COVID and influenza indoors, Serenio touts the only device tested with live virus in a biosafety level 3 lab. There are dozens of smart home hub devices here, but unlike the others, Homey Bridge and Homey App don't gather and sell your customer data or use personal information to create user profile or targeted ads. Delfast has an electric bike with a longer range than the Tesla Model 3. It holds the Guinness World Record for the greatest distance traveled by an electric bike on a single charge. In Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.